Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Kasama ko ngayon mula sa Sydney Opera House si Kimberly Hodgson. Sa pagkakataong ito, siya ang gaganap na papel na Anita sa West Side Story. Good day, Kimberly.
Hi, how are you going?
Good, salamat. Thank you for your time.
Of course, thank you.
So, Anita, West Side Story. Yeah. Not a lot of people are familiar with the West Side Story, but they say it's like Romeo and Juliet.
Yes, so it's another take on a modernized take on Romeo and Juliet, where two gangs arrival in the city and they are fighting over the ownership of the streets, and we have two of our members of the rival gang fall in love with each other. So, a forbidden love story.
And you are Juliet in this case, Anita.
No, I'm actually, Anita plays, she's the role that is the lover of the brother of the Juliet. So the character Maria would play the role of Juliet. So Maria's brother, Bernardo, has a lover, and her name is Anita, so that's who I play.
So are you like the feisty woman?
Yeah, I mean, she's pretty feisty. She's many things. She's an incredible character, but she is strong. She's passionate. She's very opinionated, and she really takes Maria under her wing as a big sister and tries to protect her and teach her and... Yeah, she's a pretty incredible woman. She's very complex in many ways, but she's a wonderful character to play.
Would you say that in the previous roles you've played similar roles as well, like the feisty, strong woman? You were Gigi in Miss Saigon.
Yeah. So it's funny how the way that my career has kind of played out, I guess, in ways. Playing the role of Gigi kind of prepared me for playing the role of Anita. There's a lot of parallels in their strength. I think Gigi has a bit more of a lived experience, and mm-hmm. I think has a bit more of a greater idea of the world, and a lot of she was really hard done by in many ways and really resilient and has been up against a lot of, pretty mm-hmm. terrible things, I think, in her life to make her as strong as she is. I think Anita is definitely a younger version of that. So there definitely are a lot of parallels that, draw between the two characters, which I think, if anything, has really prepared me for playing the role of Anita now.
And you grew up in Queensland, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, that's correct, on the Gold Coast.
And, if you say the Gold Coast, I'd say the beach and, going around, hanging around. I would never have... So what made you interested in the arts?
Well, growing up, so my mom, who's Filipina, she was a performer growing up. She was a singer. She sang at every event that she could because she... it helped pay for her college tuition. She would sing at my, She would sing at my auntie's restaurant, Cherry Blossom. It was a restaurant in Surigao. She would sing there every night, and it would help pay for her tuitions to go to college. So she was a professional singer when she was growing up. She never pursued her career, I guess, as a singer. So when she got married and then came over here to Australia, she didn't really pursue any more of her singing career.
But she sang to you growing up?
Yeah, absolutely. We used to have karaoke. Oh my gosh, we had this karaoke machine because we didn't have like Magic Sing or anything over here. It was really hard to get, even if we got the machine, it's hard to get the machine to like work over here with the different devices. Mm-hmm. So we had these DVD karaoke CDs, and we'd have sing-along. We'd plug the microphone into the DVD player, and we would sing all the time. It would be like just, you know, our pastime. Like it would be so, yeah, something that all our whole family would do. But we, growing up, my mom and myself and my family were involved in the Filipino-Australian community on the Gold Coast. So I did a lot of multicultural dancing and...
So you were groomed to be a performer.
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, I loved it. I loved doing it so much. It was like, it was not very hard to persuade me because I loved it so much. I loved singing and I loved dancing and, you know, it was hard to afford a lot of like dance lessons. It was really expensive. So just to be able to have the opportunity to be part of a community group where I could learn and, you know, it's not like a common thing that you can embrace your parents' culture, I guess, in another yep. country. So it was really a wonderful community that I could learn, you know, to the traditional dancing and be around the community. So, yeah.
And great. I bet when you got the role of Gigi, when you got the role for Frozen and Mary Poppins, everyone in yeah. the Gold Coast went to watch you.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. it's so wonderful. I mean, I guess that's one of the most like proud things for me as a performer is, you know, to be able to share that with all of the people that supported me, especially my family and my mom, and my dad and my brother and sister, to have them, you know, be there and be
Do you have nephews
me.
And nieces? Not yet.
Yes. I have nephews. I have six nieces and nephews, and they are...
Did they see you in Frozen?
Yes, they did. They did see me in Frozen. They actually saw me when I was on for Princess Anna. So they just were so... They were a little bit... My nieces were a little bit young, but they understood that that was Auntie up on the stage. So they understood that one of my all-time favorite like moments in performing was when my nephew, I think he was about, how old, he would have been about 6 or 7 years old, no, six years old, and I was doing Aladdin at the time, and I was on for Princess Jasmine.
You were on the carpet ride.
I was on a carpet ride. Literally, I was on a carpet ride, and my nephew was sitting next to my sister. And when I got on the carpet and the carpet started flying, he was telling my sister, "You have to get Auntie Kimmy to come down. It's dangerous." I had to tell her to come down. Oh gosh! So it's kind of moments like those where you just realize, ah, that's why we do it, because you know they're just so proud and they are so. Yeah.
Lately, a lot of Filipinos have been owning the stage in Australia.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's about time. It's about time. There's so many talented Filipino community here in Australia. I think it is wonderful that we're now seeing, you know, so many talented Filipino people, you know, claiming the stage, and because their talents are phenomenal and they're hard workers and they are, yeah, they are so many, you know, so many incredible, talented performers that, you know, deserve to be celebrated.
When I last spoke to Abby, Lawrence and Sean, they all spoke about Abby's mom, Stinola.
Oh my gosh. It was so good. And it came, like, she would always make us Stinola whenever, like, we'd be feeling a little bit, like, homesick or a bit tired or, like, just feeling a little bit exhausted from the show. And we'd always get special deliveries from Abby's family. It was so, like, the best. It was the best.
So do you have your own version of Tinola from your mom?
Oh my gosh, I'm not a very good cook at all. I'm so, the only good thing that I can cook, I can make a good chicken adobo. I can make a decent chicken adobo, and I could make a decent pancit. But apart from that, I'm pretty
You know how to make adobo, you know how to make pancit, you can already have a party.
Exactly. I mean, that's the main dish. And I know how to cook rice, so that's good. Yeah.
And do you bring that to on stage to West Side Story as well?
Oh my gosh, you know what's so funny? So this time around, I haven't been doing too much things, but the last time that I did West Side Story, so this is the second time I've done West Side Story, this particular production. So it's the outside spectacular version on the water. Mm-hmm. So the last time I did it 5 years ago, I was in the ensemble and I was understudy for Anita. So I had a little less responsibilities in the show. And every time we would have interval, I would bring my like home cooked chicken, hot chicken soups. And it was like, I mean, it's not really Filipino, but it's like with my own like version of like a hot chicken mm-hmm. soup. And I would bring it because it was such a cold, rainy season the last time. And I would bring it and all of my friends in the corridors of where we get dressed, they would all smell the cooking. And they'd come out and I'd just be sitting on my chair in the corridor just eating my soup. And every single day someone would bring like a decoration or a little table or a tablecloth and like fairy lights, and they'd make this little like mini restaurant and they called it Kim's Cafe. And so I would bring extra like food and like snacks and boiled eggs and things for people to like eat.
So that's the Filipino in you, feeding everyone.
Feeding everyone. This time I've been a little bit slack. Playing the role of Anita, it's a pretty hard role. So I've been very insular in the way that I've been trying to manage my energy levels. So,
and it's at the Sydney Opera House.
So the backdrop of the Sydney Opera House is there, and the backdrop of the Sydney Harbour Bridge. So it's
in the water, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah, the stage is on a scaffolding that's built in on the water of Sydney Harbour, and it's at the Mrs. Macquarie's chair.
So it's a different experience.
Oh, it is unlike any other theatrical experience you will ever see. And I'm not even being biased because I'm in the show. I'm telling you, this production is one of the most incredible things that you will ever see. We are outdoors. We have the backdrop of the Sydney city skyline, the Sydney Opera House, the Sydney Harbour Bridge. You're in the elements. There's like, sometimes it's raining, sometimes it's windy, sometimes, you know, it's just unlike anything else.
It's 100 times hotter than being indoors.
Or sometimes even like more freezing because you're literally on the water and there's, you know, you're by the coastal breeze. Like, it can get cold too. So it's just unlike any other theatrical experience you will ever have. It's pretty spectacular.
So you better call Abby's mom to bring you some tinola after.
Some tinola because it's so cold outside. I have to call.
You don't only make your mama proud. You make all the Pinoys around Australia proud.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you very much, Kimberly Anita at the West Side Story.
Thank you.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, o sa iba pang podcast apps.